the add-in River Road Access 3, and include that in that, in the calculation there. In K, refer to the Property Owners Association and make sure it's consistent throughout, and then update the exhibits and number.
Can we add on that walls and berms, lighting, impact of?
Yeah, sure. I'm not sure.
Site lighting.
You know, it's including but not limited to all those things, trash removal, snow storage, all the little nits that we're gonna have to deal with.
Sure.
And while it will be part of the agreement, but not what you're changing, but what Horax is going to do, they're gonna date the reference traffic impact study in their letter, which will be Exhibit C.
Yes, thank you.
Which study was?
So we have the one and only traffic impact study.
12/20 and 21.
Yep. So those are all the requested changes. If someone wants to make that motion, those are the ones that you would want to include. You could probably just, for the record, refer to what I just told you.
Council, are you all comfortable with the fact that we had good discussion as we went along here, and if someone's ready to make a motion, then to go ahead?
I will make a motion.
Who's doing it?
Without echoes.
We gotta have a sound effect, a little Foley artist there.
Make a motion that we approve Resolution 2021-09 Village Master Plan Agreement with all of the changes to the agreement in our packet as noted by Corbin, including Steve's final change.
Well,
it was also added to that.
If I might, Jeff, the changes in the packet included, except to the extent they're modified by the changes voiced by Corbin tonight, supplemented, right?
Yes.
Because some of the changes that were in the packet have changed.
Yes.
That's mine.
And I'll second that.
Okay. We got a motion by Liberace and a second by Willie Nelson. Is there any further discussion?
No.
All right. I'm going to call
for a vote.
I'm going
to need a little Willie Nelson up here.
Okay. I'm calling for the vote. I'm starting with you, Kevin.
Aye.
JC.
Aye.
Lisa.
Aye.
Jeff.
Aye.
Steve.
Aye.
Okay, that resolution has passed. Michael, Dan, you want to do a cartwheel?
Yeah, we're going to do a cartwheel at this point.
Backflip.
We're just trying to maintain the quorum. I just want to thank you guys for what's a hard process. Here we are on the 21st of December. Very excited to show you guys the next phase. We've been working on some architecture that we think really reinforces and expands Midway's historic vibe.
Nice.
As well as the agricultural vibe. So thanks to all of you for trying to make something good.
Thank
get
you.
Her done.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Hale,
really
for joining us. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Okay.
So
I don't know if I should interrupt. You mentioned Corbin may be leaving.
Right, so he's got to do item 10.
Okay, that was my question.
Yep.
Can
so
we table the rest until
Come on, you guys. It's only 7:30. Shoot, the night is young. Because Corbin needs to leave, we need to jump to item 10, which I typically don't like to do in these meetings, but we don't have a lot of choice, and it's December 21st. So, okay. Item 10
is
the
Resolution
2021-37. This is the Dominion Energy Franchise Agreement. Okay, Corbin.
Yes. So this is the Questar Franchise Agreement. We've needed to get this updated for a long time. If you pull it up, we proposed some edits. They normally are not real thrilled about making edits to their standard franchise agreement, but they did agree. And the big concerns that we had is we wanted to make sure that they had to come in, if you read the edits, during any excavation or repair of any streets under this agreement, the city will have the opportunity to have an inspector or representative on site. Such excavation and repair shall be subject to this agreement, the city's municipal code, and other applicable rules and regulations. So we maintain control over that, which is important, because apparently sometimes they go out and they just start doing stuff and without any respect for traffic flow and those kinds of things. And then the last edit, Dominion Energy's facility shall be constructed, installed, maintained, and repaired within the right-of-way, and Dominion Energy's activity shall be undertaken in such a manner so as not to reasonably interfere with the safe and unobstructed passage of traffic and the unobstructed access to property adjoining the right-of-way. So we've got that covered. That was not in there. So this one's pretty straightforward. The next one that we've got currently with Quest is the big one. Those are the power poles, and that one's much more complex. This is pretty straightforward. But we felt like we got concessions from them that we needed.
So my question is, $50? What about the franchise fee that they are going to assess and pay, collect and pay over to us? Does that need to be in this agreement? Paragraph 2.
That's what this is. That's their standard.
Where is it that we reference that they will assess and collect and pay over to us the franchise? Don't they do that?
Yeah, they do. And this is really Brad's area, but my understanding is we get it through a different form now. It's a tax that they pay, and then it's distributed back to us from the state. So we're getting.
Unlike the franchise fee that Heber Light and Power collects and pays to us?
So I don't know.
It's different for gas than electric?
Brad has talked about in the past. Yeah. We get it from different formats and state
codes. So are they not involved in assessing a franchise fee?
Yeah, I don't know.
Really?
It comes through the taxes. That's
I got a real question about that because I hadn't looked at my bill.
I totally agree that that's a question we need answered. I do remember Brad explaining this to us, but in his absence, I'm a little leery that we approved this without that clarification.
And we can't. I mean, it's not like we're.
What did the prior agreement say?
It didn't have any.
Did it say anything about the franchise?
This is basically the agreement with just that slight modification. I think we need clarification.
So I did a search and found this is the standard agreement that they have with every one of them.
And there's no reference to any franchise.
No, not with any of them. And so what Brad explained is it comes through a different route. And it would be good to have him here. He's the one that's deep end on that. So I think that's a very good question.
Table it.
And it'll take. Table it, we can deal with it in the new year, get it signed, not a big deal.
I mean, it's in effect for 45 years, so we can probably take another week to look at it and figure it out.
That's what I was hoping for.
And there's probably no gap between the current one and the new one.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, as long as we're doing that, Corbin, one other thing that bothered me a little bit is somewhat minor, but Number 8 on relocation just says, upon written notice to Dominion Energy, the city may require the relocation and removal or reinstallation, collectively relocation, of any facilities located in, on, along, over, across, through, or under any of the streets. However, when we grant the franchise agreement, we grant to operate in the present and future roads, streets, alleys, highways, and other public rights of way within city limit, including any property annexed or otherwise acquired by the city. So I'm just wondering if that is kind of limited. I mean, I don't know. What if it doesn't go under a street?
I can circle back around with them and just say that we had this proposed edit. So number 8, expand.
It just to mimic
street.
The same language.
Yeah.
Expand street to include.
It has to be a public right of way.
I was thinking it could say rather than that, it should say any facilities installed, blah, 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 under the areas granted in a franchise agreement between.
That's fine too.
Them and
yeah,
the city.
I can do that.
And that way it's like, well, whatever the areas were.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
Same rules apply.
Yeah,
that's very simple. I'll circle back around, get them to approve that, and we'll come back and get this done the next meeting.
And then would you just make a note in a couple of weeks to get clarification from Brad?
Oh,
and
yes,
then
absolutely.
Let's just make sure we have that. I'll have this put on the agenda for the 18th. Again, it should be quick and simple to just be able to respond to JC's question and to Steve's question clarification.
Yep.
So. Okay, then at this time I would take a motion.
I move that we table resolution 2021-37 for further clarification.
A second by Kevin, a motion by Jeff. Any discussion?
Aye.
Okay, I'll start the voting with Steve.
Aye.
Jeff.
Aye.
Lisa.
Aye.
JC.
Aye.
Kevin.
Aye.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, Corbin. Everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank
Merry
you.
Christmas. I'm going to need some more waffles.
Enjoy.
Oh, you've gone through them already?
I've got a few boxes at the office.
I've got two growing boys.
All right. We are now on item number 6 on tonight's agenda. This is the landscaping. Discuss and possibly adopt ordinance 2021-40, amending Title 16. I believe this is one that was rolled over from last time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was. We went ahead and checked to see if we had any public hearing comment. We didn't at that time. We wanted to make sure the public was aware that if they wanted to speak up during our discussion tonight, we would allow it. So this item and the next item, I believe, are the two that we rolled over. So we'll start now with landscaping. Michael, go ahead and lead us out.
All right, thank you, Mayor Johnson, President, City Council, members of the public. So this is part of the moratorium. This is one of the items we've listed regarding code text amendments we wanted to address. Our current landscape ordinance is really basic. It basically says that a developer needs to provide an irrigation system and grass in areas that need to be manicured, and that's it. It doesn't mention trees, it doesn't mention quantities. And so one thing we wanted to address is just that low bar that's in our code right now regarding landscaping. One of the goals that we have with this also is we've had more than one homeowners association groups show up before the city council, and there's been a conflict between the developer and the homeowners association regarding what type of landscaping, quantity of landscaping should be installed. And initially we thought maybe we'd tackle that with the code. What we've decided to do is just, as we receive an application, we want to sit down with the applicant, make sure they understand that the landscaping plan that they submit to us and is shown to the Planning Commission City Council, that's the plan that needs to be built on site. And so we want to make that clear with the developers, because I think sometimes landscape plans are handed in and it goes through the process, and quite possibly the engineering firm creates that plan and the developer never sees that plan and then decides they want to build something different afterwards. And I'm just talking in general, no specifics here. But we want to make sure.
I am shocked.
So we want to make sure that the applicants understand that what they're presenting to the Planning Commission City Council is what they need to build, and that will be part of the landscaping bond. So we want to handle that issue that way and see if we can make sure that what's being built is what's been presented. The other thing is landscaping and conservation is an important thing for us also. We do want to make sure that we are getting the water rights that are needed, because we don't know if one landowner is going to conserve or not when they purchase a property. But we want to I think a third part to this is us developing a conservation plan. Maybe write that into the general plan, create an ordinance, and come back later to really address that issue and try to incentivize property owners to conserve water, but still making sure that we have the water rights that are required just in case a property owner doesn't want to follow conservation incentives and controls that we've established. Is there a question?
So you're saying later that we would explore and look at that?
Yeah, I have a feeling that conservation is going to be part of our general plan.
Got it. Okay.
We want to create code to follow what's being written into the general plan.
I attended a forum of the Central Utah Water Conservancy District, and they have a proposed form of landscaping ordinance separate and apart from what this does, and so that's a valid reservation to come in and have a landscape. I don't know if I want to call it conservation, but it addresses stuff other than the plan, and it would be broader than just new developments. It would be throughout the city. And whether it's mandated or suggested, we can deal with that at a later time.
I think, just to be clear, even though I believe we're all in the have the desire to implement some conservation methods, I think it's very important that we require water that is whether they conserve or not.
Yes. Oh, okay. I think that's what. Michael's saying.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure we were all clear on that.
No, we're not gonna pass an ordinance.